This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and now we can be heard on TuneIn Radio as well. For your convenience. Today, once again, we are speaking with Dr. Wendy Wells, physician and owner of WellSource Naturopathic Medical Center, where they find the source of your health challenges and optimize your health naturally. Dr. Wells, certainly a privilege to have you with us again on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It certainly is. So first of all, for starters, what brings our health into balance?
Well, to be healthy, we have to have a relationship with our body. We have to understand it. We have to treat it with respect. And to have balance in our health, we have to find balance in our lives. And really, the two go together. We can't have one without the other.
What does it mean to be out of balance when in regards to our health?
Well, it means we're not in sync. We're not in tune. We're missing something. We don't really understand exactly what our body truly needs and maybe what it doesn't need. So we get out of balance because, you know, we're ignoring signs that our body is trying to tell us when something's wrong. Like, say you wake up and you're stiff in the morning. You know, how many of us wake up and feel that and just think we're just getting old, when really the body's trying to get our attention and saying, hey, maybe we need some more stretching and exercise on a daily basis, or maybe we just need to drink more water. So when we're out of balance, you know, we're ignoring these signs usually. So we also might need just some vitamins or minerals or change of diet or something like this. You know, there are lots of things that can bring us out of balance. Oftentimes it's just what's happening in life, like the stressors of life, and maybe we're always in a fight or flight mode, you know. We're trying to overcome some kind of stressor in our life, and it's making us constantly tense. That can definitely get our body out of balance. And, you know, there are lots of things like that will come up. Maybe sometime after some time, the body is really showing us these signs and symptoms by making a big, a big disease happen. Say, for instance, a big sign and symptom might be something like a migraine or something like that. Or perhaps we're drinking alcohol to calm ourselves down, and after some time, the body will create a big problem to get our attention to stop drinking, say, so much alcohol. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. So the next question or segue would be, how would I know I am out of balance, or anyone for that fact?
That's a very good question. Okay. So, well, the first thing is usually some kind of tiredness, some kind of discomfort in the body, just very general. That would be the first sign. Something just doesn't feel right. Most of us, or many of us, will ignore these. You know, we'll just push through. The body is, you know, surely it's going to get louder and more pronounced symptoms to get your attention then, because you're ignoring the first ones, right? And then, so again, like I said before, it could create a migraine headache, or it could create a severe pain that you feel throughout the day, not just in the morning. So, to know we're out of balance, we have to become very sensitive. And we have to become very, very sensitive. We have to be like fanatics about paying attention to what the body's saying to us and ask why. You know, what is your body trying to tell you? You know, this is what I do with people on a daily basis. I don't just want to help people, you know, with their current thing. I want to help them understand themselves, understand their bodies and how it works. And once you get into this rhythm, it's amazing what can happen. But we have to really pay attention. We have to pay attention to the very first slightest symptom of dis-ease, or you know, so that we can trace it back. So whatever that first thing is, you just ask yourself why, and often the answer is right there in front of you.
Today we are with Dr. Wendy Wells, physician and owner of WellSource Naturopathic Medical Center, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Wells, where does naturopathic medicine play a role in health?
Well, natural medicine is based on principles and philosophy that's very different than modern medicine today. For example, you know, the idea that the body is wise and is trying to get our attention, that it has a vital force that is alive within us, it can heal itself, that it's not broken and broken for life. You know, this healing takes place sort of naturally, really, when a healthy regimen is put in place, when our elimination systems are working, and, you know, when we get out of the way, whatever it is we're doing to ourselves that's causing harm. Those are the key principles, you know, of natural medicine, and that is very different than modern medicine today and how, you know, they think about the body.
If you could, give us an example of how naturopathic medicine plays a role in our health.
Well, sure. Let's say we have heartburn. We have heartburn on and off for some time, maybe 5 years, 10 years. We go to urgent care. You know, we go to our family physician, and this, you know, modern medicine doctor would prescribe an antacid pill. So you feel better, and, you know, you say to those around you, I don't have heartburn anymore. But you take a daily pill for it, right? Done. So you're good, right? Well, the other school of thought is completely different. The other school of thought would say, no, you still have heartburn. The sign is just covered up. It's like putting a piece of tape, you know, over your on your dashboard over your oil sensor, right? You just put a piece of nice dark duct tape right over that. And, you know, and so really, in order to get to the root of the problem, you have to ask why. Why do I have heartburn? Why is this happening to me? Okay, so if you put your hand over your eyes and you say, yeah, it's because I just ate 3 hot dogs and drank 2 beers and, you know, and I'm just ignoring that. And if that's the way you want to be, that's the way you want to be. Fine. That's a whole different type of a person. If someone is really looking to be healthy, well, pay attention to what they are doing that's causing it. And you may be able to figure it out. You may not be able to. But really, your body's just calling out for help. Ouch, it's causing pain, right? And it's saying it has something to do with food. It has something to do with eating. It's saying, hey, you, pay attention to me. Find out what's going on here, right? But naturopathic doctor like myself, I mean, sometimes patients can't just figure it out themselves. So, and I have extra tools that I can use in my toolbox to help. I have food intolerance testing. Sometimes, you know, just from my experience of seeing so many people with the same thing, I really can hone in on exactly what's causing this pretty quickly, actually. But if not, we can do testing to find out. Food intolerance, brain chemistry imbalance, maybe you have too much anxiety, maybe there's something wrong with your whole digestive system that we need to investigate. And so I'd find out exactly what's causing the problem and then help you fix the problem. And therein you would not have heartburn anymore, truly.
Certainly makes sense. Lastly, why is naturopathic medicine so effective?
Well, you know, it's effective because, I mean, we follow the laws of nature, okay? So this type of medicine works with the nature of the body. It works with each person's body in the natural way, okay? It doesn't work against it. So we're not going to shut down any processes. We're going to always support the processes. The child has an ear infection, you know, we're going to support the immune system. We're not going to suppress or shut down or try and kill something. We're going to support the body's ability to kill it. Okay, so we're working with the body, not against it. And I swear, continually amazed, daily amazed at how fast people heal when they get this and when they use this method of finding the cause and really listening to the body. I am so inspired every day by this. And, you know, I mean, people learn. They understand their bodies much more, and they're able to keep themselves healthy with this understanding for life, which is fabulous.
Certainly has been good to have had you come back and speak with us and our listeners once again. Tell us, where can folks be in contact and get more information about your practice?
Oh, well, they can always call 480-607-0299. We have Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Dr. Wendy Wells. My website, drwendywells.com, and I have a contact form there. And I personally answer every email there. So if you send me a little statement about yourself and what's going on with your health, I will contact you and get back with you.
Well, Dr. Wells, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you, Eric. Have a happy holiday yourself.
We've been speaking with Dr. Wendy Wells, physician and owner of WellSource Naturopathic Medical Center, where they find the source of your health challenges and optimize your health naturally. And once again, the website of reference is drwendywells.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.